Hey there, it's Carrie coming at you with my weekly letter for Thursday, January 8th, 2026. Happy New Year. Let's skip the dramatic reinvention montage and get straight to what actually works. This is the year you will be planful, realistic, and resourceful. Not rigid, not delusional, and definitely not powered by vibes, vision boards, and sheer willpower alone. Because here's the deal. Most people don't fail because they want the wrong things. They fail because they don't build a structure that can hold the life they already have. Being planful doesn't mean micromanaging your life or color-coding your soul. It means deciding on purpose what matters first and letting the rest take a back seat without guilt. A solid plan answers questions like, what do I actually want more of this year? What needs to change for that to be possible? What am I willing to say yes to, and what must become a no? A plan isn't a prison, it's a container. It keeps your time, energy, and attention from leaking out through 1,000 tiny decisions every day. And yes, plans can change, but having no plan guarantees you'll spend the year reacting instead of creating. Realistic gets a bad rap. People hear it and think small, boring, or settling. Nope. Being realistic means planning around your actual schedule, respecting your real energy levels, accounting for the humans, responsibilities, and constraints that already exist. You don't need a routine that looks impressive online. You need one that survives Tuesday, laundry, no sleep, and a bad mood. Being resourceful is the quiet power move most people skip. You already have resources. You're just underusing them or drowning them out with, I should do more. Some of your resources likely include time blocks you haven't protected, money you could simplify instead of stretch, skills you take for granted, support you haven't asked for, boundaries you've been avoiding, and things you could remove instead of add. So before chasing something new, ask yourself, what do I already have that could make this easier? What am I making harder than it needs to be? What would change if I worked with my life instead of against it? Resourcefulness isn't flashy, but it's how things get done without burning out. You don't need a heroic January followed by a quiet collapse in March. What you need are clear priorities, fewer moving parts, and decisions you don't have to renegotiate on the daily. Momentum comes from doing what you said you'd do most of the time, not from being perfect or endlessly motivated. This year doesn't need a miracle, it needs alignment. A genuinely good year isn't built on massive overhauls or pressure-filled promises. It's built on honest decisions, livable plans, and smart use of what's already within reach. So, here's your New Year permission slip. You're allowed to want what you want. You're allowed to plan for it in a grounded, humane way. You're allowed to make progress without suffering for it. So plan with intention, stay realistic about your life, be wildly resourceful with what you already have. That's how years don't just look good on paper, they actually feel good to live. So here's to a year that works with you and not against you. I wish you space and clarity. P.S. If you're reading this and thinking, yes, and I still need help figuring out what my plan actually is, I've got you. I'm offering a New Year strategy session special designed to help you get clear, realistic, and resourced without overwhelm or performative goal setting. We'll cut through the noise, identify what actually matters in your life right now, and map out next steps that are doable, not delusional. No pressure, no hustle speeches, just smart support and a plan you can actually live with. If this is the year you stop guessing and start moving with intention, this might be your right next step. So click the button below to schedule yours now. And I hope you have a great week.